I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too. OMFG! It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, hello. I am wearing a cardigan. Is that what inspired that?
You're looking cute, Emily. I gotta tell you. I hate to tell you, but I got to.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'll take it any old day. Any old day this week.
Have the youths been perplexing you lately?
Always and forever.
Anything come up?
Well, nothing that is pertinent now.
Okay.
But for our next episode.
I see. You're going to hold it.
Yeah.
Holding.
I'm holding. Holding, I'm in a holding pattern.
Great. This episode, we have on Lauren Urasik. She is incredible.
Yes. I'm stunning.
Beautiful. Yes. Gorgeous.
Lovely.
A beauty amongst.
Definitely.
And I do have an off-the-shoulder sweater on today, like hoping to impress her. I don't know.
You are going OTS.
Is it okay? Like, I saw a woman in an off-the-shoulder, and I was like, I want one.
Oh, well, you have to have one.
Am I doing it okay?
Well, yeah.
Is it okay for me?
I mean, look, you're doing a classic 80s off-the-shoulder.
Okay.
Right?
Walk me through it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you know, now there's shirts that are like cold shoulder shirts just with like the shoulder cutouts.
Right.
Those are real nice. Or there's like the real like off the shoulder, which has the elastic all the way around.
Olivia Newton-John kind of style.
Right. And you're kind of just doing, what is it? Where she works in the factory.
A working girl?
No.
Okay. Who works in the factory?
Flashdance.
Oh, my God. I love Flashdance.
You're doing some Flashdance right here with this. It's just like a big oversized sweater off the shoulder, which is great.
And you feel comfortable.
I do it all the time.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to clock it.
Yeah.
I just don't know how it's being received by the people.
I feel great about it.
Thank you. Well, Lauren, again, beautiful.
Yes.
She was named the most messaged girl on OkCupid.
Amazing.
Which is an amazing title, you know, and I'm excited to hear about that, hear about what that journey was. And
I feel overwhelmed for
her.
It's
a lot.
Yeah.
I can just imagine, because I had my stint with online dating. Oof. And had my little messages coming through.
Were you on the OkCupid?
No, I mean, I was on As We Know. I mean, I've said it before.
You could have been on more than one.
I know. I was only on one. I was on the worst of all of them. The bottom of the barrel. Like, found my husband, scraped him off the bottom of the Plenty of Fish barrel and married his ass. But, you know, I'm curious to find out if it was kind of a blessing or a curse, this journey. Because from that, she's written a book, she has a blog going on, and some of the messages she's gotten for the blog kind of is, I believe, and I'm excited to ask her about it, but it seems like the OG by Felipe.
Oh, yes, where she's posting nasty things that people have messaged.
And she also That's posts great. Nice things, but you do get a real sense. Like, I have an example here. Some dude wrote, I follow you on Instagram. I see you are very unique and weird.
Oh.
Was wondering if you would interested in fucking a cute black guy in the ass with a strap-on dildo. Please let me know. Sent on a Sprint Samsung Galaxy.
Look, you know what? I would really like to know what one is replying to that message.
Right. You might let it sit, but you may have something to say, and it might be fire.
Correct. All right. Should we bring her in here?
We should. I just want to play this one little clip. It's from the four most desirable New Yorkers on OkCupid, and Lauren is the one who mentions naughty messages and spelling. So I just want to play that real quick.
Probably my number one pet peeve, if you just want me to skip over your profile, do not write, I love life, I play hard and I work hard.
You don't need to tell me how much of a man you are, or that you're a masculine guy looking for other masculine men.
Yeah, somebody that spells correctly would be nice. It's like when it's, you know, the letter R is used for the word R.
If I see like the casual sex thing, that's a total deal breaker. It's kind of dirty and shady and weird. It's not really my like cup of tea.
Also, if you have a picture of yourself doing a mud race, you're just not my kind of guy.
The worst possible first line that you can say to somebody is hey.
The worst pickup lines I can't repeat because they're too disgusting and vulgar.
Someone's pickup line was all about how much they love Beyonce, Illuminati hashtag. Videos and how they really believe Sasha Fierce is actually a demon.
This woman who lives up in, like, I don't know, uptown somewhere, she was asking if she could be my sugar mama. And I was like, no, that's quite all right. I don't need a sugar mama.
That's funny. I would have said yes.
You would have even, like, sold.
Yeah.
And wait, one last thing before we bring her in. She's also a makeup artist.
You know how I feel about the makeup.
How badly have we wanted somebody to come in and teach us some goddamn thing?
Like, so badly that I have prayed to the Lord about it.
Have you rubbed rocks?
I have.
Great. Yeah. So, hopefully, rumor has it she will be bringing a makeup bag in, but we'll see.
Bless you, Deanna.
We'll see. More will be revealed. Let's grab her.
OMFG! Hi, Lauren.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
So great. Good. I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Yeah, I'm very glad to be here also.
You're very tattooed.
Oh, I was like, arms. Wait, what did you just say?
Tattooed.
Yes, I have a few. There's few of them.
Have they been with you for a long time? Are they new?
I started getting tattooed when I was 16.
Oh, wow.
I think this was the first one. And
what
it's
is
just
it?
All been downhill from there. It says, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Oh, I like
can
that.
Can you name
quote.
That song?
Yeah.
You can.
Hold on. I was like singing beginning. It as you were yeah. saying it.
Yeah, yeah. That was the first
some
one.
Some other beginning's end. It's what's it called? Wilco?
Closing Time.
Closing Time?
Yeah.
Damn it. That's so funny. It is Closing Time.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's so great.
I haven't gotten it in a while, though. It's been a while.
Tattoos?
Yeah.
Are you addicted? Will you get more?
I'll get more, yeah. I feel like as you get older, you have more – you have different priorities than getting tattoos.
Sure. With your
they're
money.
They're expensive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, though, it's like for everyone I know who has tattoos.
Like, I love this new phrasing.
They just
cute.
Want more.
Right.
Yeah.
There is always like, well, here, let me show you what I want to do. It's yeah. like, and they'll walk you through the plan. And I'm like, oh, my, well, you've put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah. Like, well, that's like
I can't
one
even
of the
pick
things.
Out a manicure color.
People like to come up to me all the time also, especially in dating. And they're like, well, I love your tattoos. And like, this is what I want. And that's one of the most annoying things that you can say to like a heavily tattooed person.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to tell you what they want on their body.
Yeah. And they just constantly talk about like what they want. But then you see them 2 years from then and they
nothing.
Still don't have it. You know what I mean? So.
So when – okay. When did you become – OkCupid's, and how did you become OkCupid's most messaged Chiquita?
Right. So from now, it was actually about almost 3 years ago, which seems crazy that it was 3 years ago.
Well, it feels like that was like the height of the site. Is that right?
Yeah. It was right before Tinder like got popular. OkCupid, mm-hmm. I because it was the first like free dating site. Mm-hmm. Good, free, and of some sort of quality, you know.
And I want to hear the answer to the question I asked you, but I will ask you an additional question. Where do you put Plenty of Fish on the just hierarchy of dating apps? Like, we've got the Bumble and the Thrinder and the OkCupid and the Match.com, and like, where do you put Plenty of Fish?
I'm like trying to
just
think
say
of how
it,
to phrase
say
it.
Say the truth.
No, it's funny because you hear so many people talk about it, but I've never met anyone who used it. Which is like they say they have millions and millions of users, but I don't know where they are.
Does it feel weird to look at one right now?
No, I mean, I guess you're proving the, I don't know, maybe it's not as big on the East Coast.
That's where I used it on the East Coast. Okay. I don't know that. Like, believe me, how I even got there is a goddamn mystery.
Yeah.
I just knew I didn't want to deal with. I was so not interested in online dating, and my best friend was like pushing me into it.
Right.
And so I just didn't want to pay for it because I didn't even want to do it.
Right.
So I somehow saw Plenty of Fish, whether somebody told me about it. I don't know how I got to it. I don't recall, but but yeah.
I think I always assumed it was religious.
Really?
Yeah.
Plenty of, like fishes and loaves.
Yeah.
It is not religious. Let me debunk that right now.
Phew.
Yeah.
I don't know why that.
No, like there's not a prayer to be had.
Got it.
Yeah, no, I would get, I have a email literally just for other women sending me messages that men have sent them online, and a lot of them screenshot Plenty of Fish. So, you know.
POF.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's happening. People still are on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so. To answer your the second part of the question, basically New York Magazine wanted to find out who were the most messaged people, most messaged straight man, straight woman, gay guy, gay girl. And basically they just took a sample of data like over a few weeks and I just got lucky.
So how many messages were you receiving in like a week?
The average that they – well, they were saying in the article they wrote 35 a day was the like
Holy
average.
Holy smokes. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So you're just like constantly getting messages like, you have a new message on OkCupid.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But I can attribute it to a few things.
What do you got? Well, you're gorgeous. Let's just start to attribute it to that first thing.
Thank you. Besides like having good photos and having a well-written profile, I think – well, I know, actually. If you're a new member on the site, I actually got dumped like a week before I joined again. It was like the second time I joined OkCupid.
Oh, so you were on it, you met somebody, then you got dumped.
Yeah.
And then you joined
and
again.
And then I joined again.
Rejoined.
And people are more likely to search for new members.
That's right.
So that was
a factor.
Yeah, a factor. And then also I didn't like uncheck any of the looking for, so casual sex was still checked.
Girl,
guys love that.
You.
So I would say those two things, along with also having good photos and like not sounding like an idiot. I think.
And you're a makeup artist, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just trying to think of the quality of the photos, which would have been a well done makeup.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that our. I like to put – I go hiking a lot. I don't wear makeup like
– I'm just thinking, you know, in
you're
terms
just
of
like
my photos.
Faces on point.
Which are
– photos are on point.
Which is never on point.
Profile on point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's more about like good lighting and good angles, you know.
Yeah. And a good sex face. Yeah. Did you make one of those photos where you give the little sex face?
Probably too many of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Full
disclosure.
Yeah.
And do you think – I would say the tattoos helped as well. Do you agree?
Yeah. So Christian Rutter, who is, I guess, one of the co-founders of OkCupid, he wrote a book on the actual data behind, like, popularity on dating sites. And at the time, also, I had, like, jet black hair with, like, Betty Page bangs and tattoos, and I always wear red lipstick. So it's, like, a very harsh
look.
So people either love me or hate me. And he wrote in his book, and I guess he had the numbers to back it up, that if you have a very strong look, you're more likely to grab more attention.
Now, Lauren and Emily, I don't recall if I've ever told you what my look was, my initial look on Plenty of Fish. Get terrified.
Yeah.
Again, best friend Carrie, listener of the show. What's up, Carrie?
Hi.
So she... First of all, the title of my I was the hottest mess to start with. My profile, like, headline.
Yeah.
Because I was on a website called Plenty of Fish. I was like, I wrote, I thought this site was lesbian.
Yeah.
That was my headline.
You're not alone. I thought that at one point,
okay,
too.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Then my picture. Ew. Yeah. totally disgusting. Then my picture was me in a long black winter puffy coat, my mom's like silk scarf blowing in the breeze, and me looking off in the distance standing in snow. It was the
so wrong and moody.
It was the worst way. And again, mind you, didn't want to be there. Was being
you were tooting that loud and proud. Yes,
did not want to be there, and had, you know, Carrie was pushing me.
Right,
she was like, "Dude, you've been."
She obviously wasn't assisting.
Yeah.
You.
Well, she, you know, was on my ass, and I was like out of a relationship for like a year and a half at that point, and she was just like, "Come on, like, what? You have to get out there." I was like digging around in 20 years. Like, I was a mess. So she took a handle of this profile.
Okay.
She rewrote. I just let her rewrite the whole thing. It was so sappy. It was like, no disrespect, Carrie, disgusting. She was like, so honest and genuine, mm-hmm. and like put my whole heart out there, which was terrible, and put a really cute picture up. And I was in business though.
Right.
You know, changed the profile to like looking for the one gag, but. Regardless, it worked.
Then you got messages.
Then I got messages. I got the better quality messages. Like, when you're leading with the word lesbian in your headline, it can only go one way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So
those are hard lessons we have to learn.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean you.
So, Lauren, it seems like you had a better I was not going to be chosen for anybody's most messaged.
Not in that puffer.
Not in that black puffer. I will pull that. I'll send you that picture tonight. You'll
yes,
love it.
That's funny.
So, yes, there's a way to get likes and messages.
Right.
And you had everything lined up.
I guess so. I mean, I didn't really try. And I think the most common question that I got after, like, that article came out was, like, what did you do? And blah, blah, blah. And if you actually listen or if you read the whole article, the original article, and see what the straight guy wrote, like, he is so douchey.
Was that the first guy
yeah.
in the video that
yeah.
I played? Okay.
He's like, I changed my profile and, like, I exaggerated certain things so people would message me. And I got asked constantly, like, do you lie about things or what do you – I'm like, no, like, you just are yourself because how are you going to back up these lies and,
yeah,
you know – So I guess people go about it different ways.
Right. So you get this call. They're like, hi.
It wasn't even a call.
Or whatever. An email? A message? Did they message you on OkCupid?
The office manager from OkCupid messaged me and was like, she's like, can I give your info to a reporter or journalist at New York Magazine? And I was like, sure. And they just said they were writing like a Valentine's Day article. And so I didn't find out until I physically met up with the guy who wrote the article.
That's so funny.
Were sitting down at like one of my favorite restaurants and he's like, so how does it feel to be like the most messaged girl, whatever? I was like, wait, what are you talking about? So I didn't know until then.
So when it came out, so many things have kind of happened since then. You've got
yeah.
a podcast, a book, you know, there you moved to LA. There's like a lot that's happened.
Right.
A blog. Right before that moment, you know, what was the next day like after the article came out?
That's hard to even say. Well, I remember it was on the front page. It was physical, like in the New York Magazine, actual magazine.
I remember it.
I do.
Really? By the way, I do. I actually really do. I remember looking at that because it was, I think, when it would make 3 years ago is probably mm-hmm. when I – ish,
we
like
were
the
both
talent,
there
yeah,
and both singly, yeah, ish.
So then, so it was also it went viral online, and it was like on the front page
of the
New York Mag.
Website.
And I just thought like that was the craziest thing, and I like never even thought it would do anything. And then you start getting emails from a million different production companies wanting to do reality shows, and like immediately. And you get, you know, all these radio interviews. I did like so many radio interviews when I wasn't even promoting anything. You know what I mean? I had nothing luckily, I had the blog before the article came out.
Oh, so really?
It literally had 7 followers, I think.
Okay.
And I was just using it as a placeholder for these messages that I knew were too good to get rid of.
Totally.
So luckily, I had something to link it to.
Which we have a couple more of these messages, so maybe we can read a few more on your blog, and then we'll kind of circle back. So let's see here. I've been getting a lot out of your blog. It's funny and also encouraging for me as a single man. This is a nice one. I'll explain. When I see someone interested on my OkCupid, I make an initial message about the information on her profile and things that we have in common. So far, I've had really wretched luck. Only 4 dates in 3 years. Oof. Ouch. Burn. That's me. That's not him. Every time I see an update for your blog, though, I'm reminded that at least I'm not as unpleasant as some of the crazy, disrespectful people out there. Best of luck on your book. Thank you. So that was a really nice one.
Yeah, I get a lot of messages from guys that aren't even aware that this world of disrespectful, like, crazy messages exist.
I mean, we have the most unforgettable message you've ever received, which, do you know it by heart, or do you want me to read it?
Yes, I know it. My dick is hard with Satan's rage for your face.
So good.
My dick is hard. Great.
with Satan's rage.
With Satan's rage. It's so angry. It's such an angry hard
it's
dick.
It's not just angry. It's Satan's rage.
It's the devil's rage coming through the dick.
Through the dick for your face.
For your face.
It's not for your arm.
No. For your face.
It's for your face.
For your face.
Not for your titas.
Nope.
For your face.
For the face. Like, that's the worst, because the face you want to protect at all times.
Yeah.
So that hard dick with Satan's rage is really alarming.
It is.
I mean, don't
that's like
it.
Just a blast of rage. Just a real...
Right at the fache.
I've never analyzed it this much, but I really am loving it.
Well, it's pretty disgusting.
And William has another one here.
Okay, he says, "Hey, what's up? Cute pics? ?" "Hey, I have a question if you don't mind me asking. Do you swallow?"
Which is so charming, really.
I mean, right out of the gate, look, he just wants to know, because clearly if you spit, he's not going to be interested.
Right.
And the thing I really appreciate about this one, he started out the question on April 20th at 9:59 p.m. Then he followed up with ?" on April 21st at 8:17 a.m. Then around 9:51, the day had gone by. He hits you up with the "hey," and then following day, the 22nd, early. I will say he's an early bird. 7:37, he wants to ask you the big Q. So it was a long game.
Timestamps are great.
He went for it. You know, he really went for it. Although, you know, it's what's bold about that too is like he's a stranger asking you to consume his bodily fluids. I mean, that's really...
That's the bold part, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the timestamp.
No. He's like, "I want to put my cum in your mouth and have you enjoy it."
What are these motherfuckers thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah, have you gotten into the mind of these men with these messages?
I actually just recorded an episode of my podcast where we, like, analyze the thoughts behind these messages.
Do you ever engage with these men?
I
mean, clearly the swallow guy. You're like, "Yeah, no problem. I do."
If I have, like, a good comeback or something, I'll throw it out there. You'd be surprised. I've actually sent messages and, like, why would you ever say this to a stranger? And they're like, "You know what? You're right." Like, that's happened a few times.
That's refreshing. Like a Shasta. I like that.
But the majority I don't respond to. If they say, have you guys heard of, like, negging when they say mean things to you literally just to get a response?
Yes.
Well, that seems like the Bye Felipe thing.
Yeah.
Like that, we learned about that Instagram account months and months ago. And I follow them on Instagram. Do you follow them, Emily?
I don't.
It's fun. I mean, it's like this. It's a whole bunch of this.
Right, right.
Were you the OG of that?
I believe I was.
Good for you.
Yeah.
God damn them.
I guess my my blog started about like 3.5 to 4 years ago.
Right.
So.
They got that catchy little phrase on them. And
I know. You know, I didn't, I should have turned it into an Instagram and then I would have been.
How do we know? We never know what to do. You know, like these things, they come.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems it's a whole, that's the whole thing. It's like there's this seeming, this rage that happens when men, they hit you up.
Yeah.
You don't respond.
Yeah.
Or you respond sort of in a way that says you're not interested.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
There's a name for that.
What is that?
Fragile male ego syndrome.
Ooh. Oh.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and, unfortunate.
You know, what's interesting is, like, I think the poster child of that syndrome is Trump. Moving on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first person who came to my mind.
Right. yeah, so it's an aptly named thing, but it really is surprising sometimes how quickly it can turn to anger.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
Like Satan's rage trying to come on your face. I mean, it's like quick.
Right.
You're right. It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people get really, really deep with it. They really try to dig in there and like hurt you at a certain point. Which is like really unfortunate. It's one thing, I mean, it's not okay in any way, shape, or form, but if you're just like, fuck you, like, okay, whatever. But if you really try to like get into someone's personal insecurities, and that's when like you're really fucked up.
Physical things.
Yeah.
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 I feel like I've received some of those messages.
Have you had success? Like, have you met people off of this?
Yeah, of course.
Had little relationships or big ones or what have you
got?
Well,
my ex before – I've been single for about 3 years. But
really? Get out of here.
Right when the article came out.
Shit, that article is a – I swear to God, I feel like, is it a blessing or a curse? Do you ask yourself that question?
No, I don't anymore. I'm glad it all happened.
You are.
Yeah. And I can go into other reasons why I'm glad it happened. But I met my ex-boyfriend on OkCupid, and he's the one that we broke up, like, right before I rejoined. And he was a great guy and, like, no hard feelings or anything. So that was a good experience. And I've had, like, a lot of little relationships over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, 1 to 2 month things. But I've met a lot of great guys.
Off of these sites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's your main one now? Are you still on OkCupid?
No.
Okay.
I'm not on – I mean, I think I have Tinder on my phone. I haven't really been using it. I was kind of – have you guys heard of Raya?
Mm-hmm. It's the celebrity-based
– it's like – I'm not on it now. Everyone has to be kind of like in the creative field. I mean, they judge it based off of your Instagram.
Followers, right?
No, not followers. Oh. Just – aesthetically.
Oh.
Yeah. So you have to.
Oh my God, I can't take that pressure. You got to have your aesthetics together to get on Raya?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Can't.
It's but also the downside of Raya is that everyone is like, I'm just too busy to do anything, you know?
How do you spell that?
R-A-Y-A. And you have to get approved.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like everyone's probably too busy, like, running out and trying to make their Instagrams perfect.
Yeah, like there's a lot of guys on there. I met a couple cool guys on there, but a lot of the guys are really like Hollywood types, you know, not my scene anyway.
Yeah.
I've met a few celebs off there.
Who you got?
Just for the experience. I don't know if I should say. Should I say?
Yeah, why not? Let's live.
Met Jeremy Piven.
Oh my God. That's the.
That's shocking.
Is there a more perfect, hearing the description of this site, is there a more perfect? If I thought all day, I couldn't come up with him, but I couldn't be happier that that's the name.
Like, he's just trolling around this site.
Of course he is.
He's exactly
he's entourage,
what you think.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's, of course he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he like coming in with a lot of this and that and game and. Dropping.
I wouldn't even call it a date because he was like, I met up with him and like some other friends. And I like to be, you know, I work with a lot of celebrities when I do makeup and stuff. And it's really, it's a surprise. I mean, I kind of expect that. I don't know. It depends who it is. Yeah. I feel like the more famous people are, usually the nicer they are. Mm-hmm. It's usually, I mean, he's pretty famous, but he kind of lives
he's
up
kind
to
of
his,
in that middle ground where he could.
Yeah, he lives up to
his like mammoth, leaving the mammoth
it.
Play midway wow. through.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
Were you more nervous to go on a date with him than other people?
Of course you're like kind of nervous just because you don't really know what you're walking into.
I mean, I would
into.
Be. That's why I'm asking. I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
But really, I still like, I try to keep in the front of my mind that, you know, everyone's a person. We all have insecurities. We all like, you know, put
Did
our
he, like, make
pants
you
on the same way.
Sign an NDA or anything like that?
No. Oh.
No. Did I ever tell you my Norm MacDonald date?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you want it?
Did you go on a date with Norm MacDonald?
No.
That sounded like a yes.
Well, almost. It was an almost date. This is a long time ago. This is when Norm MacDonald was still cute. It was a really long time ago. I just saw him on like Last Comic Standing. I was like, he was amazing. He was so out there and crazy, but not cute anymore. But that's okay. God bless. So I was in getting it was either a Dairy Queen. There was some kind of yogurt shop on Sunset.
It was never a Dairy Queen, but.
It wasn't a Dairy Queen, but it was something like that.
Okay.
And I know I love
I
Dairy Queen. I
they
wish
they were here.
I wish too. I was actually heading to Ross Dress for Less on Sunset. That makes sense. And I had just gotten an agent. But a Bobo agent from like North Hollywood, where you go to their house and it's piles. I mean, it's just, she never got me a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I never went out on a audition, but I was hyped because I was like, yeah, I got agent. And I parked my car. I was going to get yogurt and then go get a new outfit from Ross Dress for Less. Like, such a basic bitch. And who walks in front of my car but Norm MacDonald? And Kato Kaelin.
I like the coupling together.
It was a shocking coupling.
Yeah.
And Norm MacDonald, I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. He had like super curly hair and just dimples, adorable, tall. And
just like Jeremy Piven, I'm assuming.
Similar vibe. He went in to get yogurt, I guess. I didn't know that, but I went in after him. And he was kind of, they were trying to get cash. I can't explain. They needed a. I can't explain. They were looking for like an ATM, and they were trying to get cash from the yogurt people. Like, let's buy yogurt and get cash back. It was crazy. But I just simply got my yogurt. But we were kind of like making eyes at each other a little bit. And then when I went outside, he came up to me and he was like, "Can I get your number?" And so
Norm.
I just gave it to him, and he didn't write it down. And he was like, "I'll call you later." We talked for a little bit, and I was like, "Great." I mean, is this interesting at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then I was working at Tony Roma's at the time.
The one at Universal.
Universal.
Uh-huh. I went on a date there once.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
And he, you know, I think he paged me.
That's right.
And I.
911.
911. And I called him, and I was actually really excited to go out with him. But he said he didn't drive, and he wanted me to come to his house.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
no.
I'm good. Yeah. I was like, I'm good. I'm not coming to you. You know, like, I'm not coming to your house. So that was the end of the story. But I, like, had his message saved on my voicemail and played it for everyone in the universe. And it was such a Norm MacDonald message, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, scene. That's it on my famous.
That's really nice. I liked that story. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never dated a famous person.
Well,
you have adjacent.
Jimmy Fallon said I was pretty once. Does that count?
Oh, that's super
hot,
count.
Jimmy. Okay. Back. Who else did you meet on that app? What other famous?
Are you going to have us cut this afterwards, or else we won't? I mean, we won't go down this road.
Yeah. No. I think.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay.
They know who they are.
I know.
All right, fine.
I'm like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that. Should we take a little quick break? Okay. And then maybe Lauren will do a trend on one of us.
Yeah. Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe.
It's possible she'll do a makeup trend on one of our faces.
I like a trend.
On a face.
Yeah.
A trend
like
on a
Satan's
face.
Satan's rage of a trend.
All over your face.
We'll be right back.
OMFG!
Oh my God, a whole NARS palette just came out.
Hey!
Palette. Look at all these brushes, too. Deanna, ask me how many makeup brushes I own.
Hey, Em, how many makeup brushes do you own?
Zero.
Yeah.
Word?
Literally zero.
Get out of town, girl. You don't own not one makeup brush.
Nary
a
brush.
How do you put blush on your face?
I don't.
Girl, that's insane.
I actually was recently given like a free bronzer, and I was like,
how do I apply it?
I don't have a way to put this on my...
We don't
want to
get... Yeah. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
We are? Okay, great.
Great.
So you got the bronzer, but you couldn't put it on?
I couldn't put it on my face.
We're going to get real close to you right now.
I'm fine with that. She's okay. So pretty.
Emily, push that microphone into Lauren's face a little bit more.
We'll come at you from over here. How's that?
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this recently. Like, I'm not someone who looks better with makeup, like a full face.
I agree with you.
But I think it made me very wary of makeup in general because, like, you have to have a soft touch. But a trend, I feel like, is totally different.
Like, a trend is a trend. And
like, I think I could rock a cat eye without feeling like a totally made-up...
Right, because what you don't like is the foundation and the lip liner and the lipstick and shadow and liner and brows.
And like contour. The, like, cheeks and nose and stuff.
No.
Like, I'm like,
no,
you know, if you do it right, though.
See, this is what the makeup artists say.
Because my problem is there's too many like Instagram makeup people and like YouTube makeup people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people always ask me to do like a YouTube channel because I actually wear more makeup on myself than I do on other people. Not right now, but like.
Another NARS palette came out.
There's two major NARS palettes.
But there's a way to do your skin where it doesn't, like, you can do a full face and use 20 products, but it looks like glowy and ethereal and beautiful and, you know.
Yeah.
Do
you have a lot of makeup on right now, Lauren?
No. This is also like from
the morning.
8 a.m. Yeah. Because so it probably looks like shit.
No, you look like it looks like a no makeup situation.
I can see you've got a base on, you've got some eyeliner, some mascara, and you've done your brows.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, I'm this close, you know, so I can.
I love your brows. Your brows are
really good.
Thick and juicy.
Love a thick and juicy brow.
Okay, so what's happening?
Yeah, so we're going to do like a trend that I feel like I've been doing for a really long time, but I've been seeing it pop up on like red carpets and stuff.
Dun, dun,
and it's just kind of like, well, we're not going to go like super.
Let's go super.
Well. We can.
Let's
it's like
live.
A really warm eye that's going to be either like maroon, red, orange. And
like
since you have blue eyes, like green and blue eyes, it looks amazing on because it's the most contrasting of colors. So like yesterday I actually literally put lipstick on my eyes and I like buffed it out and it was so red.
Wow.
That sounds awesome, actually.
So I'll have to show you a picture. But
all right, so you're going to do a fall eye on Emily.
Yeah, we're going to do a nice little fall eye, and it's going to make your eyes pop.
Is it going to make you fall in love with me, Deanna?
Always.
Okay, good.
So the first thing, I mean, always when you're putting on eyeshadow, you always need some sort of base. You can't just go powder onto, like, bare skin because it's not going to—
Already learning.
Yeah, already a hot tip.
It's not going to blend evenly. It's not going to stay at all. It's just going to— not be good.
Okay.
The palette, quick question.
Yeah.
A palette doesn't come with a base, though. You have to have that separate?
No. I'm going to use a cream.
Okay.
Cream bases are like, that's usually what you're going to get. You're not going to start with a powder.
Okay.
So this is a Bobbi Brown cream shadow. This is just her skin color. It's just going to even out her lids. You know, everyone has their natural lines on top of your lids. So I'm just using like a fluffy eyeshadow brush to blend the crease. Sorry.
No, I'm very flinchy in the face.
No, it's fine.
It's from all that Satan's rage coming at it. Get real.
Right.
So we're just going to do a little bit. It's just going to even out her lid. Then you could go like a million different ways with this, but I'll just obviously do one way. I'm going to take a flat brush now. And let's see. We'll do just like a really warm brown. So the brown that I'm taking is, it's like a chestnut.
Great.
And tap off the excess. That palette is
beautiful.
And then I'm going to press this on her lid, like closest to her lash line, but it's not going to go above your crease.
Now, if you have, like, I have no lid to work with. I have not much.
But you do have a lid.
I know I have a lid.
You just
do
less of it.
Okay. But do, when you're, as a makeup artist, when you see someone with a not much of a lid, do you feel sad?
No.
Okay.
You just do different things. Got different. It. Different trends. Sorry,
so flinch.
Different trends, different types of makeup work better for different eye shapes. So if someone like wants a cat eye and always has wanted to try a cat eye, but it doesn't really work with their eye shape, I'm going to say, look, I'm going to do something better than that because it's going to look better.
How do you know if you have eyes for cat eye?
If your crease like comes, you actually have... it'd be harder to do it on you because if your crease comes down lower, then it's hard smudges. To flick out because it's going in the way of your crease. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So we just put like the base on. Mm-hmm. We haven't blended anything.
Okay, great.
But now we're going to take a clean brush, or I'm using the same brush that I put the cream on with, the base. And we're just doing, you can do, I call them little tornadoes. You can do little circles in your crease.
Circles in your crease.
Circles in your crease.
Sounds so dirty, round, right?
Round.
So this is a clean brush, so it's not adding any more product. It's literally just blending it.
And Lauren, can you, while you're blending, tell us about your book?
Yeah, so my book is called Popular. It came out about a year ago, actually, but it's all about my dating experiences in New York and about other women's dating experiences, and I might be a little biased, but I've been told it's funny.
So it's an essays book.
Yeah, it's an essays book. It's a quick read. I mean, you can read about like random dates that I've gone on with psycho dudes from the internet. And then I also have a lot of my favorite messages in there from, you know, guys that have sent online. So yeah, it's just a fun read and it's relatable to anyone who's ever used online dating.
And how did you get this? Did it come after, did someone just hit you up from did a publisher just hit you up?
So my
You're so cute. Emily looks so happy. I love it.
My current literary agent messaged me on Tumblr.
Oh, my God. Like, this is like, so
is
insane.
This legit? Yeah, so...
Were they a real literary agent?
Yeah, she's a real literary agent. And she was
got
like, you should write
Tumblr?
A book.
People are coming at you this way and that. They're getting you on OkCupid. They're messaging you. They're getting you on your blog, the Tumblr, the Insta.
So,
the Kaya, the Raya. I mean, it's just a lot.
So, yeah, she's still my agent. And she was like, you should write a book. And I did. And I never thought I'd write a book. And then I actually optioned it also. So it might become a TV show.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I'm not expecting, but it would be amazing.
But let's put it out into the universe. God bless.
So I blended that, like, first shade that we... put on, and I'm kind of going more in the orange route right now as opposed to like the maroon or red. But
Emily,
I put,
let me see. Ooh, it is popping an eye out.
Did it do things for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this light in here isn't.
It's not the best.
Exactly the best, but you know.
Believe me, we suffer from these pictures every week. We know.
So I took now, it's actually, it's like a bright orange color. It's not just like a hint of orange. It's literally orange. And I pressed more on like the outer corner of your eye. And I'm now just blending that with the same brush. And this look is just going to be really like buffed out and messy. Nothing like really precise. So we could go under. I just did it on the top of your lid. But you could also bring it to the... Yeah, we could do under too.
Whatever you want to do.
Now I'm going to take a like skin colored powder and we're just brushing it like under your brow bone to kind of like blend it all together.
Where can people find, are you available as a makeup artist to the world?
I'm available to the world, always looking for new clients, especially moving from New York to LA. It's been a rough transition.
Where did we come for you?
You just want my email or my Instagram. My makeup Instagram is Lauren U Makeup.
LAURENU Makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I kind of call this look heroin chic also.
That's important. What are we looking for from a guy right now, Lauren?
I just want a genuine, nice guy, you know, that has like...
If you're listening, hit us up.
It's so hard because you meet like genuinely nice people all the time that you have things in common with. But if the chemistry is not there, then it's not there. And I can't be like, this is the chemistry that I want. You know what I mean?
But you don't always know right away.
That's Emily's philosophy. Yeah. It's good.
A lot of women are like, no, I know right away. As soon as I see them, as soon as we're in the same room. And I'm like, but you don't always.
But how do you?
The two-date rule is a good one, I think. Like, if you go out and it's not good, you go out again and maybe you, like, you touch and you kiss for a second.
Right.
You're going to know a lot more than you knew.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, I'm not advocating, you know, swallowing. You don't need to do that to know.
Yeah, no. I definitely think if I'm even somewhat interested in someone, even if I'm unsure, I'll definitely give it another shot.
Okay, good. That's all.
I'm not going to waste more than two dates on someone.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Can we see the finale? Pretty.
So this is like a buffed out.
I like.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lauren, this has been so fun.
What a blast. Where can everybody find you, Lauren?
All my social media handles are at Lo and the Cosmos.
LOANDTHECOSMOS.
You got it.
Great.
And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Everything's there. My podcast is not out yet, but it'll be out soon. And it's called Not Your Babe.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that title.
Yeah.
All right, babe.
Yeah, babe. Hey, babe.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. This was really fun and
this was great.
Informative and educational and delightful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks.
OMFG.
Oh. Your eyes look gorgeous, girl.
I feel so pretty.
Do you like it?
I do. I mean, it's moody for me. You know what I mean? It's like I'm making a statement if I were to take this out to like a work day.
Right.
You know?
I want a little bit of mascara.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you know, I know we couldn't
do
it all.
She just did a lid. But, you know, I could always use a little
mascara. I just want a little. And that's the thing when you get into makeup. You do a little and then you need more to deal with the color that's hitting your face.
Yeah.
But I think it looks real cute on you and your eyes are popping right now.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think that this would be a trend that, like, if I knew anything about makeup, I would feel good about.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really, really love that.
Am I running out to buy makeup brushes and a NARS palette? No, I'm not.
Can't believe you don't own one single. You're talking about you don't own anything for powder, blush, nothing for a loose powder, nothing for a shadow.
No.
Not for the brow? Do you have a comb for the brow?
No.
Shut up, girl.
I don't have any of these
items. You ever had these items?
I think I had brushes at some point, when I was younger.
I like this.
Yeah. I just can't be bothered.
I like this about you. Because it's one thing to be like, I don't really wear makeup. It's another thing to not have one single tool in your arsenal in case you want to put it on.
I did. I was recently given an eye...
brow thing?
No.
A powder?
An eyeshadow? An eyeshadow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. We are at ground zero here. Okay, an eyeshadow.
A little mini thing for free. I got it at work.
Okay.
And it came with its own little brush.
Well, those are bullshit. Those don't work, right?
That's what I've been... Because I tried on one of the
colors. It's going to be dense, whatever you put on.
Well, that's what I've got.
Okay. Well, I would say I'll get you some brushes, but I don't want you to have them because you don't need it.
Yeah, that's
You don't need it.
I'm not going to use it.
Let's just be real. And I love it about you. I think that's great. I'm Deanna Chang.
I love that.
At Deanna Raphael.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
Listen up, guys. We are OMFG at OMFG Pod. And here's the thing. When you march your little tookuses over to iTunes and you find us and you search us and then you write a little something nice.
Ooh, does it tickle our tushes.
God damn it, do we like it.
Woo! But yeah, leave us a message. Rate us. Yeah. Love us.
Five.
Look, I'm not gonna tell you what
five
to do.
Stars.
Deanna will.
Five. Don't go over there if you ain't got five to give.
We love you.
Bye.
Hello, I'm John Lennon, and I'm simply having a wonderful Christmas time with all my new Earwolf merch. Just look at what Earwolf added to their store this year. Make your friends jealous, guys, with the brand new Earwolf activity book. Go on a magical mystery tour in your Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt. Shake it up, baby, with the longest, shortest time baby onesie. And there's gear from Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made, and so much more. Imagine all the deals. Go to store.earwolf.com today and use the promo code HOHO to get 15% off your purchase if you order by December 10th. Pick up a great gift for the podcast fan in your life this holiday season. Drums.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.